The new rule, adopted 2 years ago, has been amended once to make it easier to transfer thousands of child custody cases from Brown and Outagamie County to the Oneida Tribal Court. That process is still underway, and Oneida Nation Chief Judge Winifred Thomas told the Supreme Court this week the results are excellent.
It works. I'm here to tell you it works. Call it whatever you want to call it. We like to call it peacemaking. Bring those children in and bring those parents in, and we try very, very hard to make it a win-win situation, even though the parents have agreed to disagree.
Thomas says moving these cases into tribal court is important because she believes tribal people often don't get a fair shake in circuit court. But when cases are transferred to tribal court, there is one thing the parties involved don't get, according to Supreme Court Justice Patience Rogensack, and that's the guarantee of a right of appeal to a state court if they don't want their case transferred. She wants cases transferred to the tribe only if both parties agree.
If someone doesn't want to go, I don't know how to preserve those guarantees for them. My problem with the statute is that it's non-consensual for folks who are not tribal members.
Tribal judges counter that since the rule has been in place, all the transfers have been consensual. The rule has also become the envy of state and tribal judges in Michigan and Minnesota, who are trying to adopt a similar approach to solving conflicts between state and tribal courts in their states. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.